May 15th, Psalm 121.
A Song of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore.
Our help is from the Lord. Carol Cornish. Christians have long found solace and reason for courage and hope in the words of this psalm. We live in a fallen world, a world full of trouble and danger. Protection is needed for traveling through this dangerous territory. Notice how the psalmist coaches himself, talking to himself and reminding himself of the truth of God's word. He identifies the source of his help as the Creator, the Lord who made heaven and earth. He reasons that since God is the Creator, he is also the sovereign ruler over all. Because he is personally involved in both the mundane and the significant things in our lives, God knows the difficulties we face. He is able to keep us safe from anything that would do us real and lasting harm. Not only does he help us with immediate concerns, he also ensures that we will endure to the end. We are not promised that our lives will be free of hardships and tragedies. In fact, Jesus told us that we will have trouble in this world. His enemies are our enemies. A biblical perspective on life demands that we acknowledge this reality. Trouble, difficulty, and hardship are the norm, not the exception. And yet, God promises that he is always with us. All earthly sources of help have limitations. None is worthy of our ultimate dependence, so it ought to be our greatest comfort in trouble or danger to know that God's loving eye is always upon us, that he is our keeper. He is not distant, distracted, disinterested, or deficient. God will never fail to help you. He cannot fail. Our utterly powerful, wise, and loving helper is the Lord Almighty. He is our faithful guardian. It is good to foster a sense of gratitude for God's help and for the knowledge that he stays close to us and guards our lives. Praise him for his kind and faithful help. Psalm 121 provides a roadmap for life's journey. Lift up your eyes to the one and only sure source of help. The Lord hears the prayers of his people and is ready to answer in ways that will showcase his glory and shape us into the likeness of his Son. No trouble, no loss, no hardship, no disaster will do us ultimate harm. Walk in step with God's Spirit as he directs your going out and your coming in, so that all things mold you into the likeness of Christ and increase your joy in him. The Lord will keep you from all evil. Psalm 121, verse 7. God proved this, ultimately, in the atoning work of his Son. In Christ, you are invincible.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.